Hello. Welcome to Every Six Sec. Hello. Sex and Relationship. Fuck. Hi.
Sorry, I thought I came in late, so I was trying to slip it in there.
Okay. Welcome to Every Six Sec Sex Relationship Podcast. We're bad at talking about it because asexual. I'm Rhodes Conover, one of your hosts.
I'm Marina Conover, another host.
And we are not married, not wedded.
We're not wedded. We haven't had the holy communion of a marriage bed.
No, we have not. And that is because the last name is a misnomer of marriage and more indicative of being related by family blood.
Right, which was happened because of marriage. Our parents got married and then they had us, and so now we're related.
Yeah, it's really weird.
What we're trying to say is that we are brother and sister. We are bad at this.
I'm brother. Brother.
You're what?
That's me. I'm brother.
Oh, you're the brother?
Yeah.
Oh, I was always confused how that worked.
Yeah, I'm the brother. Just so we're on the same page for that. Hi, that's me. And you're the sister, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. I get confused sometimes. Welcome to our show.
Hey.
How are you this week, Marina?
You already asked me that before we started recording, and I'm not going to say anything different.
Yeah, great. Go ahead. Say it again, then.
I have post-nasal drip, but I did actually have a way to start the show this week.
Oh, okay. You had that.
Okay. Yeah, I thought about it because I didn't want to just jump in and say a bunch of bullshit where we like just were saying a lot of words to say small words.
Like, okay, cool. Like, maybe we can jump to that instead of explaining this tactic.
So, this podcast, Every Six Sec, we're working on our social media. How's the Twitter coming?
Oh.
Yeah, you promised that like a month ago.
Yeah, like more than a month.
But we do have a follower on Tumblr, dude.
Do we?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
You know what our one follower is?
Who?
A porn bot.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't know what Tumblr porn bots? Porn bots are... No. I don't know. They're a pot on Tumblr, and they follow normal blogs because... because then it's like Google will think they're a real thing because like they're linked to on other people's things by being like your follower count is linked or whatever. And so like Google will think that's a real blog and we'll put it up higher. It's all a scam, but essentially it's just, you get excited cause you're like, I have a follower. And then you click on it and it says for your visual pleasure. And like you hover over it and it's like, here's a picture of a naked lady. And you're like, cool. I have not a real person that's following me. So we had a follower. It was a porn bot. Yay. They clearly are not understanding what our blog is all about.
Yeah. They're missing the point a little bit.
If it was your visual pleasure, but it was like pictures of mac and cheese or something, or like pizza when the cheese is like stretching out, that would be good. That would be something.
Good. That sounds so good. Yeah.
But now I am gonna block that guy because
back down to zero.
Oops. So that's how the social media campaign is going.
Nice. Making progress. I figured that's a stage every blog goes through, you know.
Porn bots? Oh my God.
Yeah. Took some time. Yeah. I mean, it's just a process that we're all, you know, going through and we'll come out stronger for it, you know?
We're going to go out there and we're going to play our best game and
play the best game we can and try to bring a championship to this city.
Yeah, the city is full of fans here. Good people. The city of the internet.
This is just a great, great place to be, and I'm just hoping I can make them proud, you know?
No, I don't. I've never wanted to make anyone proud.
That's apparent.
Oh.
Boom.
Great. Sex. This gotcha. Is fun times. We just have fun on this podcast. I actually listened to last week's episode just today. And I was like, man, we had fun. Listen to us having fun.
We should do that more. Here we are doing that thing we just said we should do more of.
Well, the thing we should do more of is talk about your sexuality because that's our whole thing.
Right. Almost forgot. Yes.
Yeah, it's easy to forget when you listen to us talk because we will not talk about it.
Apparently, we just refuse.
We are like, but yes. No thanks. Don't put me in that pigeonhole. I know I decided to make the podcast, but...
Is that an innuendo?
I could be. Oh my God, Harry Hole, though.
Ah, yes, we should talk about that for sure.
I mean, you don't have to. I just was mind blown when I found out.
Yeah, no, that I was like, she's kidding. And then I looked it up and I was like, oh, she's not kidding.
The protagonist in the Snowman movie is named Harry Hole. It's not a joke. It's real facts. Amazing. That's, yeah, there's nothing really to talk about beyond the fact that.
Who paid for this?
I mean, I guess kind of everybody who had to see it paid in their soul.
Like, what producer was like, ah, this is a good thing. We'll make money back on this.
Martin Scorsese.
Wow. Okay. Well, did produce that film. Remind me to never see anything he does.
Yeah, remind me to never watch that loser's movie, that hack. Actually, I don't think I've watched very many of his movies. Maybe none. I did go to film school, but...
Yeah, I went to engineering school, and I don't think we watched any of those. So, also.
Yeah, probably not. No. Did you watch Uncle Boon Me?
No.
No. All right. Well, did you watch the, like, movie, the Carpenters movie that's made out of Barbie dolls and is literally banned because it's, like, libel or something, and so you're not supposed to see it, but, like, your teacher got a bootleg copy and you literally watched it in your school's private movie theater?
No, that didn't.
Me neither, because that would be illegal.
Oh, yeah, of course, right. Yeah.
I'm just making that up.
That's a really specific thing you just made up, but I believe it.
Of course.
We are creatives, after all.
In the film school, we were always coming up with fake film things we could have seen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, actually, really good,
I mean, it was a good comedy time, so, you know, what you just said was a good joke and should no way be taken literally.
Oh, I thought you were, like, raising me because I'm not telling good, funny things. I thought you were like, Marina, what would be interesting is if your stories were interesting.
Oh, no, I wasn't doing that. I mean, that's also true, unrelatedly, but...
Well, tell me a story, Rhodes. This is the story I want to hear this week, is...
Okay.
You're basically out. Like, you're just kind of like, yeah, I'm asexual, it's no big deal. And apparently, Mom and Dad knew, and you told them at some point, and... I don't think I've ever actually, like, been like, Mom and Dad, this is my thing. So how did that happen for you? I'm so curious.
So it's an interesting thing. You told me that we should talk about that this week. And so I put a lot of thought to it and realized I do not remember that conversation. So I decided to talk to the parents about it and see if they remembered it, because it seemed like a pretty significant moment. And they also don't remember when it happened. We kind of remember we kind of put some stuff together. So I'm going to give you the best possible interpretation I can remember of this event. I'm pretty sure I was talking with Mom about how I chose to not date in high school. That was like a huge thing of me. I was like, I don't date in high school.
You did though.
I did, but okay. I like had chosen actively, like semi-vowed and then broke vow to never do that because I thought it was a bad choice. And I did break that vow, but we were talking about it and kind of some of the reasoning behind it, and whatnot, and somehow sexuality came up in the course of the conversation, and Mom incorrectly used the phrase asexual, and described it incorrectly, but the thing that she described, I think, was closer to demisexuality. But she, like, said that... So it's a kind of right, but kind of wrong. But she also definitely didn't describe it correctly. We both are now realizing in hindsight. But basically, she's described a thing that I somewhat related to. And I was like, ah, I'm like that. And then, like, I think that's when she was first, like, clued in that I had, like, some perspective that was different or experiences that were different. And I'm assuming that Dad just heard from that point. And then the first time I think that, like I said, I talked more about it at all, wasn't a stand-up routine that they saw a couple months later. And that's when I really defined it a little more clearly. That's kind of how my story went, in terms of the parents. So it's actually not that interesting, unfortunately.
Yep. That was some boring podcast, I guess. I mean, what's interesting is that I'm happy that it, like, was painless pretty much. That's not good.
Oh, yeah, it's really nice. I know for a lot of people it's very far from that. And so I'm very fortunate that I have I had such an easy experience with it. Because I know not everyone gets that.
Are there things that you look back at now that you're like, oh, yeah, it's because I'm asexual?
I had a couple things like that.
So do I. Let's tell some stories. Let's spin some dreams. Let's weave some tales.
One of them I've already kind of spoken to a little bit. I didn't date in high school. At least I was really confident that I didn't want to date in high school pretty much going in. And I think a big part of that is like, oh yeah, because I also like for a lot of people, I'm sure like theoretically the idea of not dating in high school, like makes logical sense. But like from my understanding of how into sex people are, that kind of falls by the wayside when the opportunity arises in high school.
Also, dude, I don't think that a lot of people are like, I don't want to date in high school. It's illogical.
No, but I think that like there's some like some people who like I'm not saying everybody, but I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who are like, yeah, I just don't I don't expect to find someone that I'd like to date or marry in high school. And that's why I'm interested in dating. But then when you add the interest of like sex in there, that probably changes it for a lot of people, or at least sincerely affects it. But there was no part of me that was like I didn't see any benefits to it. And everyone was like, but there are benefits. And I'm like, I don't see any, like, I don't understand, like there's zero in my mind at this point in the game. So explain to me where the other ones are. And no one else could, like, no one understood. And now in hindsight, it's pretty easy to be like, yes, that's me because of the asexual thing.
Uh-huh. So you just don't have any interest in it.
Yeah, definitely. I have another funny story, but I feel like I should let you talk a little bit and I'll come back to my next one.
Oh, okay. sure. Okay. This is a very like disjointed podcast at the moment.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk. Like you're going to talk. I'm going to talk. You're going to talk.
And now this sequence will begin. And then after that sequence ends, I will explain how the next sequence will transpire.
Yeah. Because I have a couple of stories that definitely I can look back now and be like, oh, that's why. So I don't know. Any of them? There's the sad one.
Just take one, yeah. I got a bunch. So like, we can go back and forth.
Wonderful. This is fun.
Yeah.
So, okay. I guess in high school, there was a friend of mine who I hung out with all the time. We were like best friends. Everyone thought we were dating, but we weren't. We were just really good friends. And we met freshman year. And as the years went on, we continued to just be closer and closer friends. And there was some time he was like in a summer program or so. I don't know. We were emailing because I was in high school back when people emailed or whatever to talk to each other because I'm old.
I also did that for whatever it's worth.
When did you get a phone?
Like an actual phone?
Yeah, like when did you get like a cell phone? Your phone. Like a phone
like
for you.
Like a smartphone?
No, you could text on a flip phone, you dummy.
No, I don't text on a flip phone. Ugh.
Oh my God, so you are young.
Ugh, I do not text on a flip phone. I never really. A little bit, like if I had to, but not really that much.
Oh my God.
I did start texting in ninth grade.
But I didn't have a smartphone.
Not
did you text
I had
on?
Like an iPod?
You texted on an iPod?
Yeah, an iPod Touch.
Oh my God, I'm so old.
I paid for it? I'm not. I feel like I'm kind of old too.
No,
I was a pioneer
the
of the iPod Touch market.
That you had an iPod Touch when you were a freshman. I had an iPod Nano when I was a freshman in college. And I thought that was cool.
Yeah. They are. No, to be fair, the Nanos are pretty dope.
No, the Nanos were cool. It just broke like in a couple of months. And then I brought it in. They were like, yeah, we can't even fix it. Just buy a new one. And I was like, well, I guess I don't need an iPod.
That's lame.
Yeah, it was.
I haven't had experiences like that. Maybe it's because I'm a white guy.
I wonder. I don't think that my phone broke because I was a woman, or my iPod got stuffed
no,
in it because I was a woman, but...
No, I'm saying that I always have great experiences when I go to the Apple store, and they always give me everything I ever wanted. I'm wondering if that's related to my social male status.
I don't know. It could be a coincidence.
But I've noticed, at least in my life, generally the people who have worse experience in the Apple stores tend to be women, in my limited experience.
That's odd.
Probably not even statistically significant when you do all the math out, but I've just noticed it. So like you and a couple of girls I talked to and a couple of guys too, but primarily it's like whenever I hear negative reviews, it tends to be girls who are saying that. But then again, I don't know many guys who go to the opposite. This is boring. No one cares. so you're emailing him back and forth. And
oh yeah.
What happens?
We were emailing and at some point he was doing this thing, which is never an attractive thing to do, but he was doing this thing of like being sad for himself because he didn't have a girlfriend. And I was like, and I said something along the lines of like, well, like basically that no one would ever have a crush on him because he was so, he was a teenage boy with angst and all, you know, like that kind of stuff. But at the time I was like, no, dude, like you're a cool guy. Like people are like you, like girls are going to like you. When we first met, I liked you. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah, I totally did. But now we're friends and that's even better. And he was like, yeah. I don't think that, like, he was just like, cool, thanks, bye. And like, but for me, I thought it was this big moment and like something was going to change now because like, I literally was like, my viewpoint was like, well, when I first met you, I did eventually sort of have this maybe crush on you, but now I know you so well. And it, our relationship is like deeper and we're friends and we literally, like, we care about each other. And it's not just like, that guy seems kind of cool, but it's like, we're close and we're friends and there's so much here between mm-hmm. us. And that's way better than like a crush, like, which is just kind of like an interest. Yeah. And so for me, I thought I would say something that was like, this should be more. And I have the feeling now that I'm older that that's not what he thought I meant.
Yikes. That's the most direct and brutal version of the friend zone possible.
Right? And like the friend zone's a shitty concept, but if it existed,
it is.
That's definitely what I did. But I thought I was saying it in like the other direction. I thought it was like, so that means that we should become maybe even closer in this like relationship game. Because we did like sort of crush slash like interest or infatuation or whatever. But then we moved into being good friends and now we're the best friends and the best friends could maybe even date each other. And like, that's apparently not what that reads like to like a straight person. I was confused as to how come I was seriously like, oh man, I made this huge confession and things like matter now. And who knows what's going to happen. But like, I put all my feelings out there and like I did, they just, I don't think made sense to a straight boy in high school.
Yeah, no, that probably didn't. Sorry,
guy. Like, I really liked you. We maybe could. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, geez, that's too bad. I'm sorry.
It's very funny to me now. Like, I think it's hilarious. I remember at the time being like, oh, and I guess I don't know why nothing happened. Like, that's what's so fucking hilarious to me now is like, I really just didn't know why that didn't ever go anywhere. And then later in life, I was like, well, now I know why I didn't go anywhere. And now even later in life, I'm like, and I know why I thought it would.
Yeah, nailed it.
And it's all very funny now.
Because that's the only choice I have.
I mean, I'm not bummed about it. I think that's probably fine. Like, I didn't need to date anybody. And like, we had a friendship that was good without having to date. And I probably then would have gotten thrown into all these concepts of like, kissing, is that good? Or holding hands, is that good? And that still wasn't a thing. Like, I wasn't like, I want to kiss you so much as like, I was just like, we could do even more. Like, we could just, basically I continued to believe that like dating would be friends plus, like we just continue to be even mm-hmm. more friends.
Cause yeah, it's what, you know, dating is supposed to be.
I mean, it is.
In my opinion, at least, I should totally, say it should be.
No, yeah, I think it's, no, I think it totally should be. I think it totally should be and is, but also generally there is some sort of expectation of also maybe kissing or holding hands. And that was something that I was like not necessarily going to get it party down into.
Yeah, I get you.
Like even my image of like in high school when I should have been the most hormonal that I could ever be, like my image of like this person I really like who seems to like me back. He totally did. This person that I like who seems to like me back and I've said all my deepest feelings and maybe we're going to have some sort of dating relationship. I still wasn't even like having any kind of like, and then we'll kiss. I was like, and then we'll just be friends plus, like more
that'll
friends.
Be even gooder.
Yeah, it's just like no fantasy included, like kissing. Like I would even think about it, be like, well, is that something I'd be like want? And I'd be like, well, maybe not now, but yep. I would be interested in friends plus.
Definitely the friends plus, all in on friends plus.
So that's yeah,
that's.
I think I'm asexual.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, man. When I was learning to drive,
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Can we call this episode something like "You might be asexual if," and somehow write it so it sounds like in Jeff a way Fox that makes it sounds it.
Like that. Yeah, and if like, you can find a way to deliver this, that.
That's basically this episode. It's like, here's some instances we've had. If you've had this, you might be asexual.
Yeah, no, I'm down. You just have to really do have to find a way to make that text convey that Jeff Foxworthy attitude.
Is there a way to make sure that our episode information on iTunes is in Comic Sans?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's do that.
Cool, done. It's already done. I just did it. We're covered. And to all you idiots who are now looking at your iTunes description, gotcha. Nailed it.
You know what's really funny?
What?
No one's listening to this.
Fuck. No, I have a friend or two. I have a couple friends who are listening to this.
Oh, good. Hi, friends.
Hi.
I'm happy you're listening. I hope this is helpful for you and not the worst thing to hear with your ears.
Yeah, me too. I hope. I don't know.
Driving cars.
Now I feel bad.
Sorry we put you through this.
Why did I recommend this to anybody?
I guess it's a good thing it's only twice a month. Lucky.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I remember when Adventure Zone first came out, everyone was like, can you make this once a week? And they're like, no, dear God. And it's like, no one's asking us to do that. Like, zero people. Okay, well, can you like up this to once a week? And we're just like, you don't exist. You're a ghost.
My porn bot is pretty excited about it.
Porn bot's getting good. Can you call it a porn bow? Porn bow.
Why?
I don't know.
You thought that would be funny?
Yeah.
Just like dropping a letter off the end and now it's a joke?
And shoving the words together, yeah.
You understand that this isn't like a CBS comedy, right?
Can't do that to me while I'm drinking water, Brita. Fuck.
You're welcome.
You realize this isn't the Big Bang Theory, right?
Oh, fucking hell.
You realize this isn't Young Sheldon, right? You realize this isn't shit out of a dinosaur's a-hole, right? You get that, right?
Harry
I said a-hole because I have to censor it because it's a CBS comedy.
God, isn't it wonderful that we're in a place where that's not, like, that's becoming not a thing? Like, give us a couple years, we won't have to worry about that anymore. Like, that's just not going to be a thing.
Why? What do you mean, what?
Like, network TV, it's like...
It's going to die. It's going to die.
It's not
going
to be a thing. It's fine. We don't have to worry about that so much.
It's gonna die. It's so exciting.
It is pretty exciting.
When we're done with that bullshit. Yeah. See, it doesn't really matter that much to like TV watchers, but it's really shitty for people who watch sports. Like, ugh. Because like sports were like, sorry, we have contracts that we signed in the 90s with like ESPN, which means we can't stream anything online for the next 87 years. So that's cool.
Hey, can I make another joke from a CBS sitcom?
Sure.
You shouldn't be talking about sports on a queer podcast. All right, so you're learning how to drive a car.
I was learning how to drive a car with Dad, who's teaching me to drive. And did Dad also teach you to drive?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I'm wondering how this went down. Okay, so when he taught me to drive, he took me to the Laley High School parking lot, which I did not attend that school. It was your parking lot. It was the parking lot of the school
you went
attended.
To the BF... The BF, EBF, there was a name for it. Dang it. This would be a great joke for my like Laley High School fan base that I'm sure is listening in here. What up? Except I can't even remember the name of this thing.
The parking lot?
There's like the parking lot. And then the, like behind that, there was like another lot that was also a parking lot. And the band practiced there. And we called it BF... E, I think, and it stood for like
gotcha.
Big fucking
empty.
Yeah, it was called like the Boondocks or some shit. I don't know.
Gotcha.
That was a good joke. Your turn.
So yeah, it was both in the BFE and the normal parking lot, and Dad took it upon himself to teach me about the birds and the bees while teaching me to drive.
Oh no! Together at once.
Yeah, it was less about Like well, there wasn't like any visual demonstrations. That's not a big deal. It was more of just like talking. He was like, I'm sure about this point in your life, you're interested in female people. And I was like, not exactly, but sure. Let's go with that. Let's have the conversation. And so he'd talk about things and I was just like, maybe I'm just late to this whole process. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to stop him because he seems to believe he's doing like a good father act.
Sure.
So like,
except I'm he is doing him... it while you're like behind the wheel of a motor vehicle for the first time.
Well, not
if,
like,
if in fact like... you were really upset and nervous about this conversation, it might not be the best time.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Yeah. In hindsight, probably not the best thing. But it usually wasn't that big a deal. Cause I was just like, all right, whatevs. And also
usually it happened a lot.
Yeah, multiple times. Yeah, every time we went out, it was pretty regular.
Oh my god, that's the worst.
Not every single time.
Oh my god. See, I did the same thing you did, but he took me out to that same parking lot. And he didn't tell me about the birds and the bees. He just told me to put my foot on the gas, and I said no. Like three times in a row, I was like, this is fast enough. So I was just like going along with not braking, but no gas, back and forth and back and forth for like three times. And he was like, listen, this is fine, but you do need to actually learn to drive. So my experience of this was vastly different. I'm sorry. I can't believe he had you do this talk multiple times.
Well, I think it for him was like an, he thought it was like an ongoing.
I see.
Like development thing. But like, I wasn't really
developing
there yet. Like, yeah, I didn't know what was happening. Like he was like, he tried at 16. He was like, just so you know, you probably shouldn't, I don't support you masturbating. And I really didn't know what that meant. And I thought just my hand physically coming in contact with my penis constituted masturbating.
And so
I was
like, shower.
Oh shit. I was like, I guess I'm just terrible according to my father. Like, I guess like I can't get around this, but I was like, I guess I'm just terrible. And then like a couple years later, I pieced together like, oh, that's a, oh, oh, that's I've a been, whole oh, thing. My dad's probably so fucking proud of me, but not with that word, because that would be ironic. this is great. I'm doing the things that he wants. Cool. I guess I've been nailing this. So that was kind of a fun little thing. But now in hindsight, you might be asexual if...
if you didn't know what masturbating was and your dad told you about it while you were behind a motor vehicle for the first time.
Yeah, he's like, so you probably shouldn't do this thing, that, like, the thing where you, like, masturbate. And I was like, oh, I mean, I take showers. He was like, okay, I'm not sure what that means. Not going to think about it too much. I was like, okay. I don't feel like it's a big deal, dude. Like, I'm God. Just, like, trying to be sanitary.
That's awful. I'm so I mean, sorry.
Like, oh, it wasn't that bad. I was pretty chill with it. Like, I've always been pretty confident. So, like, it was just like, whatever, dude. You seem to be thinking you're doing a good job as a dad, so keep doing it.
Cool,
keep
dad. It. Thanks, dad. I don't know if I had a, I don't remember Birds and the Bees. I remember like a book being left for me that was like, you should read this. But obviously I didn't.
I got that too.
Because I could also just read about like fantasy heroines, like fighting dragons.
That's true.
So.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, no, I got that book too. So I always imagined that in the scenario, you got the talk from mom. I got it from dad. But did you not get anything like that?
I don't recall, but I have a very bad memory.
That's true. I do too. But I do remember this because it was odd. And I also have to remember how to drive.
That's a bad time. I feel like.
So like if I ever get in a car accident, there's a very real chance I'll just scream out, don't masturbate! You know, like that could happen.
You're like trying to merge onto the highway. And he's like, look, check in your blind spot. And he's like, but don't masturbate or you'll go blind. And you're like, my blind, what? It's just like, no, you gotta merge, put your foot on the gas, you gotta get faster, but not sexually fast. And you're like, dad, what?
I'm getting mixed messages, dad.
So confused. Very stressed.
And in actuality now, the only place I can imagine masturbating is in the car while I'm driving.
Perfect.
That's the only way it would make sense to me now, because what else would I associate that with?
Yeah. You're car sexual.
Yeah, I'm car sexual.
You're attracted to cars.
Which is basically like 10% of the male population, so yeah.
I mean, yeah. that might.
Not even that inaccurate.
Cool. Speaking of having a bad memory, you might be asexual if you don't remember the first time you had sex. Because you did have that. And then in the past, you've talked to your boyfriend about that. And been like, this was the first time. And he's like, no, that was like the second or third time we've had sex. And I was like, oh, shoot. I guess my first time was good, though. Thank you for that, though. Because it probably was good. I think.
The first time I had sex, it was magical, but I'm not sure what it was.
I don't remember.
I'm not
it.
Sure the details.
But I
magic
do remember.
Magic is never in the details.
Magic, I mean, it's just kind of like a delightful haze over everything. Maybe I should be concerned.
Exactly. That's the way to look at it, I think.
I have no memory like of it at all. Like literally nothing. I'm like, we're at my house, your house. What was morning, night? What was the situation? I don't
That's
know.
Crazy.
None of it. I have no idea.
That's crazy to me.
He thinks so also. He agrees with you.
I don't think it's as bad. I think it's just crazy. Because I just feel like, personally for me, like, culture has made sex into a big deal. Mm-hmm. And like, again, it's to me, it's not really that big of a deal. But I still feel like culture has influenced me enough that it would be, like, a big moment for me. Like, all right, I guess I'm doing this now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all right, yeah. I'm about to change how I view reality a little bit, probably, because I haven't experienced this thing before. And it'll probably change at least some of my impressions of people and things. So I think I feel like I remember. I have not had sex, so I wouldn't know. But
I remember.
It with that, so it's interesting
that sex exists. I know what it is.
But I feel like that moment. I would be thinking like this is a big moment.
I think I probably was. I just don't remember now. And also like for me, when I decided like yeah, we can do this, it wasn't. It wasn't like because I really want to have sex with you now. Exactly. It was like because we've both been wanting this for so long or because it's a magical day or whatever. It was more just like, okay, we've gotten to a place where I really believe that like you care about me a lot and like you love me in a way that like is lasting and real. And so sure. Like, why not? I might as well. I'm going to sometime. And so the thing that was important to me was more just about like the concept of like, oh, okay. So I feel comfortable in the knowledge of our love. That's cool. That was like more important. I think I remember more deciding that it was okay than I remember actually doing any of it.
That makes sense.
I remember fairly vividly, like before we were even dating, like there's this like tension of like, will we, won't we, what's going on? What are we to each other? All that stuff. Like, do we like each other? You know, all that stuff. And I remember... Yeah. We were working on a commercial because we went to film school like dummies and we'd spent all morning working on this, like this commercial for the school. And we'd had to like, our job was to like shovel a bunch of sand. Cause that's how glamorous film is. Like we just ended up having to
Fun.
Like, yeah, we had to shovel a bunch of like clay and horse shit out of the stage. And so we did that and we were very exhausted by the time that was done. So we went back to my place just to like, I don't remember exactly what the plan was to do next, like why we weren't just going home to our own place. But for whatever reason, we went back to my place and just like took a nap. Mm-hmm. But we were on my twin bed. And so I remember fairly vividly lying there and being like, I'm so exhausted. But like our bodies are like just slightly touching because there's not enough space for us both here. And like, I remember that moment being like such a zingy big deal of like, here we are and we're like, we're with each other and like, we're touching each other, but we don't know what the deal is. And like, and not sexual at all. Just like we were lying down to go to sleep. And like, I remember that so much more vividly than apparently the first time that we ever had sex. Cause I guess that just wasn't as big a thing. I don't know.
Huh?
Emotionally, that wasn't the big moment. So I just don't really even remember it. So you might be That's asexual.
Yeah, I could totally imagine that happening to me, too. If I made a decision, I'm going to have sex with this person, I think that moment would probably be more influential, in my life at least, than the actual experience. That's my guess. I don't know that for sure. But interesting. That's super interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has a different word for how interesting that is, but...
Intriguing. Fascinating.
Indeed.
Indubitably. You might be asexual if you're in a health class, and your teacher starts giving sex ed talk. And she says, the average person thinks about sex once every 6 seconds, name of the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And then you burst out laughing and go, that's not true. And then everyone in your classmate look at you blankly and awkwardly just stay silent.
Because apparently it is.
Apparently it is. That's what I was like, oh, shit. I thought that people were like me in that, like, sure, probably at one point that sounds nice, but not now.
Yeah, not...
No, that's not how it goes, apparently. So you might be asexual if that happens to you.
Yeah, that's the name of the podcast. And
in case you forgot.
Mm-hmm. God, I have this picture somewhere. Dun, 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 dun. This is the sound of Marina swiping through her phone. Ah, no, here it is. February 13th, 2017. I searched every 6 seconds on Google I was just conceiving the idea that we should do this dang thing. And at the end of the page, there was the a Daily Mail article. So, do men really think about sex every 7 seconds? And then there's the related searches, which include, often do guys want sex? Why do men think about sex so much? How often do men get boners? And every 7 seconds, someone dies. And I was like, that's dope. So every 6 seconds, or seven, whatever, or every six, because that's the name of the dang show, men are getting boners and people are dying. And I don't know if those are correlated, but they are correlated. Is it causal?
Causal? Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know about science, but...
At least, this is something we can hold on to, at least the amount of people dying is less than the amount of people getting boners on a day-to-day basis, it sounds like. Because 6 seconds versus 7 seconds, it sounds like boners are more common. I'd like both numbers to be less net.
Well, even if they're both 6 seconds, mm-hmm. The good news is that, like, multiple men can be getting boners this second, and then, you know, 6 seconds pass, and that same guy is getting a boner again. He kind of just took care of it really quick.
You can't die a second time. You can't die something about it. You can, but maybe it's very, very rare. So it's not going to affect that statistic much.
It's just like your average chosen one.
So like if you're going for, like, if you have like a Viagra erection that makes you go to the doctor, mm-hmm. that has like a 6 hour thing, you just like fucking messed up our statistic so bad. Because like you had a boner every 6 seconds for 6 hours.
Well, or is it only if you get one? And so if you had it and continue to have it, it's not like a thing, because it's just kind of like every 6 seconds you're getting a boner.
Like you act like you, like the boner goes away and comes back. Get it? Comes back in 6 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's pretty quick.
I don't know how boners work.
It's very, very, very fast. Because it also depends on when does the boner qualify as no longer being such. Mm-hmm. Like how do we measure?
Officially now a boner and not just... like a thought of like, do I want to, should I maybe, is hard to get, or is that not how that works either?
I don't think that's how that works. I'm very confused.
Oh. Okay. Never mind. I don't know about boners. I don't know about boner science.
I mean, I don't know about boner science either. I just know boner.
Well, you know about boners more than I do.
Yes. But not about the science. I haven't studied them very in depth.
You save that for when you're in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I'm discussing it with Dad. I remember as I was turning a corner, he was like, you know, 3 in 5 penises are enlarged. And I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, what?
No, it didn't happen.
Oh, okay. I was really confused.
It'd be pretty fucking wild. Pretty fucking wild thing to say, though.
Is it like every minute in this car? Like, what are you saying?
There's only like 2 of us, and 3 out of 5 doesn't scale well for that. But then again, unless Dad has like 4,
he's got 4 penises,
and only 3 of them are currently boned at that moment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh man,
I love this conversation.
This was a good one. To all my friends who are listening, yeah, we talked about my penis a little bit today. We joked about my dad's penis a little bit today.
They heard it. They just heard it.
No, I'm summarizing.
That thing you just heard? This is what it was. It was me saying this. I'm going to say it again so you know.
Because the listeners are asexual, they might have gotten bored by us talking about sex stuff. And so it's just like, in case you were like kind of zoning
sex.
Out. We talked about it.
Sex. Sex.
Yeah.
Sex. I'm just doing it every 6 seconds. I thought you were going to try to continue with your thoughts.
Oh, I didn't get it. I'm an idiot. Were you counting 6 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
You're actually counting 1, 2.
I mean, maybe I was going a little faster than that.
Yeah, I was like, that was like 6 seconds. I felt like 4.
Okay. Here's a fun podcast game.
This is a great podcast.
Yeah. Game. Just like, see, you count to 6 and I'll count to 6 and we'll just kind of see how that goes.
Eat up some of the time on this bad boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I can't think 6. Of any more numbers. Right. The only number I know is 6.
Yeah, I know 69.
It's the sex number.
69.
That's just two sixes, but one of them's upside down.
It's true. Yep. I'm really not a fan of us establishing that 6 is in fact a sex number based on conversations I've had with someone who listens to this show. It's fine.
Wait, you guys talk about the number 6 a lot?
No, she was saying that 6 is a sex number, and I was like, but isn't it not, though? Because, like, 69 is like, the sex number. I was like, I'm just not convinced that 6 is a sex number. And she was like, but my evidence is that you have a podcast called Every 6 Sec. And I said, fuck.
Yeah.
So now you said on the podcast that 6 is a sex number, and I'm not going to hear the end of it.
Yeah, your friend is right.
No, she was. It just doesn't change the fact that I like to be right.
Yeah, but you're wrong.
No, I know, but I don't want to be. So it's nice to ignore that for a bit, but you just like explicitly pointed it out. So now she'll make fun of me. So
me too. You're dumb.
No, I'm dumb. Shit. I mean, I'm not. Fuck. But yeah, I can't think of any more examples of me going like, that's why. Oh. I'm asexual. Ha-ha. Do you have more?
I have another one, but it's the sad one.
Oh, let's do the sad one. Let's end on a sad, dour note.
Let's end on a really downer note. Okay, I'm going to say the story, and you just cast your brain around to think about, like, some kind of, like, food product or some shit we can talk about to make things funny again.
Okay, yeah.
Don't type. I can hear you.
I didn't type. I bumped a Post-it note.
Why?
I've
what did that Post-it note do to you?
Good question.
I'm not going to answer it. Okay.
Correct.
So I worked at a restaurant after high school. And
you?
I know.
You've only mentioned it many times.
What?
You've only mentioned, maybe not on the podcast.
I've ever mentioned it on the podcast.
Sorry, audience. I just fucking made you sound, damn it. Go ahead.
No, you just made you sound like a dumbass. Okay.
No, I know, but made it sound like they're idiots for not remembering.
A thing I never mentioned.
So it makes it like, it's like me. I feel bad that I was accusing them of something that they're not guilty of.
Again,
so
I think you were just accusing you of being a dummy.
I mean, that's the only proven accusation, yes. Can we talk about the thing?
Oh, right. So I worked in a restaurant. I was the food runner, so I stayed in the kitchen most of the time. But I also was learning how to do all this other stuff. So I was learning about waitressing. I was learning about that. I would seat people. I would do some finishing touches on the dishes if they needed a spray of whatever. I was just I did all kinds of stuff. I was so sweet and happy and just lovely. And one of the things that I learned how to do was to make the salads and maybe some of the cold desserts, in case, mm-hmm. They needed extra help or whatever. But so the salad guy was a super sweet Mexican guy who didn't speak great English. But I had taken some Spanish and he was lurking on his English because, he lived in an English speaking country. And so we would talk and I would learn some Spanish words so that I could ask him what I wanted, but in Spanish. And we just had this fun relationship of teaching each other stuff. He would teach me how to make this food and just hang out and having good times. And I really enjoyed talking to this guy. But then he definitely had a crush on me and wanted to take me out and everything. Which became immediately apparent on Valentine's Day or whatever. He bought me a necklace and a bear and all this chocolate and all this nice stuff. But again, he was a dishwasher from Mexico who was working to send money home to his family. So I felt super bad about that because out of all the people who needed mm-hmm. to spend money getting me stuff. And also because he was I want to take you out. Let's go out. He would always ask me this too. And I thought it was just a fun joke thing. And I'm also socially anxious and stuff. And so people would ask me to go out after work sometimes. And I would always say no. My knee jerk was always oh no, it's not that I was busy. I just was oh, there's no way I'm going to go out with you people.
Yeah.
I like you. I super like all of you. You're so cool. I'm not ever going to see you outside of work. And so there was all of this stuff. And so he was I want to go out with you. And I was no. And he was I really like you. And I was I also really like you. You're so nice. And the fact that you got this for me was really nice of you. But I don't want to go out with you. There's just nothing in me that's oh, cool, let's do that. And I felt so bad about it. I felt just awful because I was like, what's wrong with me? Like, he's nice. I like him. All this. But I just automatically was like, no, I could never. And I felt super, super bad about it because I was like, just be a person that like will do this thing. But I was like, I feel like that would be a lie because I just don't feel that way. But I don't know why I don't. And I felt so guilty about that. Oh, it was really sad. I still feel bad about it sometimes. I just felt really bad about it. Because I felt like there was some like leading him on aspect, and that's not true. And it was just a whole big mess of like emotions that I didn't know what to do with because I just didn't understand how to do it. And so that was a bummer. And now definitely looking back on it, I'm like, well, I was asexual. Like, you know, that's why there wasn't this other thing there. I just didn't understand what that was at the time.
Yeah.
So sorry if you felt like a heartbreaker. That was kind of the thing too, was because I was the girl. Everyone's like, oh, you're such a heartbreaker. And I was like, I don't want to be a heartbreaker. That's awful. Why would anyone want to break people's hearts? That's an awful thing to say and an awful thing to be.
Yeah, people say that as like a good thing. It's so crazy.
That's awful. Why would you ever want to?
Gosh, it's like, ugh. It's like saying you have the ability to hurt people.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
And you're the kind of person that will a lot.
Yeah. Just your existence and how you choose to operate, it's going to cause a lot of people pain. Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that cool? That's kind of fun, right? It's kind of like funny.
It's almost because like you maybe have power over them in a weird way, huh?
Awful. I just felt awful. But
yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. There was just a lot of time before this happened of him being like, we should go out or we should get lunch or whatever, even before he did this grand gesture. And I would be like, oh no, no thanks. And it was first I thought it was like a joke. And then I was started to slowly realize it was more serious. But I didn't know what to do about it. Which brings me to the other funny part, which is I've only really ever, like I dated a boy, but I don't even consider it like him someone that I like went on dates with. There was only one person that like asked me out. And then like the first thing we did was go on a date.
Who is this?
Oh, Perry. He's so lovely.
When was this?
My sophomore year in college.
Oh, I didn't hear about this ever.
I know. Oh my God. It's so great though. It's such a great story. It's actually like a full on rom-com story. Like everything that happened between us until it just like peters out because I'm busy and asexual, but all the stuff that started it is like rom-com for sure. But he was a guy, he wasn't in the film school, but he was an actor and he would volunteer on our sets a lot. And so I would see him sometimes. And on this one show, he was like the stunt coordinator or something. He was just like on set. And I was like an assistant director, which basically I was just on the production team. So like I did food and stuff and I made sugar cookies for everybody. And I made ones that were shaped like unicorns, I think, and whales. And they were super cute and obviously very delicious. And I made a bunch of them, but I also wanted to make sure everyone got one. And I was going to hand them out at the end of the day when people signed out. But he had to leave early, so I went specifically to get him. And I was like, oh, here, and you have to have these cookies because you're not going to get them later. And he ate them. He took a bite of this unicorn and was like, oh, this is so good. And I was like, oh, great, I'm glad you like it. And he was like, I really want to ask you out on a date. And then I was just like, as long as I bring cookies, right? And then he just kind of like stared at me for a minute. And I was like, oh shit, I think he means like for real. And then like somebody was like, Marina, we need you over here. And I was like, okay, cool, bye. And I peaced out. I literally was like, funny joke. And he was just like, I don't know how to do that.
What happened? Did you go out though?
We did. Yeah.
And it was good?
It was fun. It was fun. It was pretty fun. The whole story is actually adorable, but yeah, I ended up being like, wait, were you serious? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Okay. Also the other thing that's interesting about this story is that this dude looks like Galavant.
Oh, really?
I know. And the first time I actually met him, he was playing a knight in a movie.
Oh, wow. That's
So he's just got like beautiful blue eyes and like beautiful brown hair and beard. And just like, I was just this little kid and he'd literally been playing like a prince or whatever. And then he was like, hey, I want to go on a date with you. And I was like, that's so funny.
Good job, Marina. You nailed it.
It was really funny, actually. It's definitely like, if I ever had to write a rom-com, I got the first, like, all of our situation until I was like, oh, I'm so busy and I'm so asexual. Like, actually, let's not do this. But everything up until then was pretty adorable.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Learning something new today.
Yeah. There was, yeah. Our first date was, I was producing a film and we shot it in a middle school, and the last scene, well, not the last scene, the next to last scene of the day was a bunch of people throwing eggs at a kid in a high school hallway, in a middle school hallway or whatever. And so we just had a bunch of people throwing raw eggs at this girl. And then the rest of the crew of five of us, that was how big the crew was. The rest of the crew went off to film the last scene, like outside someone's house. And I was like, well, I have to stay at the middle school to clean up and then leave. Mm-hmm. But like the doors are locked. So once I leave, it's done. It has to be clean.
Yeah.
All I had to clean was like Windex and paper towels. And as it turns out, when the eggs dry somewhere, you can't just like clean them up with paper towels because they get really hard and they smell very bad. But I couldn't go to get any better supplies because if I left, it would be locked behind me. And I didn't want to leave the school covered in eggs at midnight.
Yeah.
So the day before, I had talked to this guy again and was like, hey, did you actually mean you wanted to go on a date with me? And he was like, yes, I do. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. We could do that. And then so like the very next day, I called him at like 11 o'clock at night and was like, hey, so you said you wanted to go on a date with me. Do you want to go to Walmart and buy some like cleaning supplies and meet me in a middle school to clean up eggs off the floor? And the answer was yes.
Nice.
It was really sweet. It's an adorable story. Again, that ends with just a whimper of a cry, but it was adorable at the beginning.
As all great romantic stories go.
And then everyone realized that they aren't actually that interested in any of this, and
it all went away.
I guess it's done. I would rather, I just like food better than I like the rest of this stuff.
And the camera pans up so you can see a wide shot of New York Manhattan skyline, just like the movie started. And it's mm-hmm. like, wait, I feel like nothing happened. And the movie's like, don't worry about it. It's fine.
And I know that this took place in Tallahassee, but you can see New York from there.
It's pretty cool, right? We're talking about Tallahassee, Kansas, of course.
Where you the can Tallahassee definitely see skyline, it's like two buildings that are five stories.
Well, don't forget the big one.
That is like six stories, yeah.
No, it's like 20.
I'm making like a joke about Tallahassee.
Oh, shit. I was lying also. It's Mina's right. It's like five stories. Funny, right? That was a funny joke, she said.
It was a good joke. This was a good podcast, huh?
I do have a final story. You told me to make it happier. You kind of already did, but now I have a story I want to tell you.
Yeah, I forgot about my good, happy story, but go for it.
Is it just a joke, really?
Is it about chocolate?
No. Close, but not really. It's about food.
Yes, perfect.
In a sense. I was watching Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs with my roommate, which is actually a pretty enjoyable movie. Phil Lord and Christopher Miller made it. Yikes. Words. Lego Movie guys. They're great. I really enjoyed the film. It was a good time. Wasn't their best work, but definitely still a good fun time.
I don't think I can watch that movie.
Why?
Isn't there a whole scene where they're like encased in Jell-O?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I can watch it. I like want to, but I just don't think I can handle it.
Okay, you can genuinely skip that scene and it has very little impact on the film.
Okay.
The only impact it has is like, I could explain it in a sentence. So like we could watch it and I could skip past the Jell-O.
And they were in it. Now they're not.
Well, yeah, that's true too. It wasn't like it was just like them hanging out in Jell-O. It wasn't like the world was ending in Jell-O. But there is a scene where she jumps off a Jell-O diving board into a Jell-O pool and she falls deep under it and then stops moving because, of course, you're not going to swim in Jell-O. And I'm like, is she going to drown in this stuff right now? And then it cuts away to them just hanging out. And I'm like, what is happening?
Oh, no.
Like, you can't just cut away. I need to know how she got out. Like, if it was water, that'd be fine because I could figure out reasonably how she got out of the Jell-O.
I'm also having a hard time with the concept of, like, it's a Jell-O diving board.
Yeah, everything doesn't make a lot of sense in terms of the physics with the Jell-O, but the scene is definitely very creepy on multiple levels.
Oh, no.
Like, for real. It's great. I think you would literally have a lot of trouble with it. It's great. But at the end of the movie, you know, after like DVDs, because we were watching on a DVD for some unknown reason, it comes to the end and like the credits stop. It goes to like an extra menu page and it was like, here's some previews for some upcoming movies you can watch. And one of them was a movie that came out in 2009 called Hachi, A Dog's Tale, which is a 2009 British-American drama film about a dog who basically, his owner dies and then he dies alone in the snow, according to Wikipedia.
Wow.
It sounds pretty dark. People cry a lot because it's a dog movie. So,
and they're like, God, I just hate having to see these things.
I'm so fucking sick of this. It's like every year, it's a new fucking dog movie. Oh my God, I'm just crying every fuck. But what made this really great is because when I read it, I was very food-oriented because I just watched A Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And I thought the title of the movie was, in fact, and this is one of my favorite puns I've ever heard, Hibachi, A Dog's Tale.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I was very confused for several minutes. I was like, this is a kid's movie I just watched. Is this a documentary about, like, Asian food murdering pets? What's happening? And then everyone in the room said, no, it's a movie about a dog. And then I looked up and I was like, oh, yeah, that's true. Who wants to play some Resistance? And that's how that movie that night went.
Can I tell another story? And it's not a story. It's, I know that you Wikipedia'd some stuff there, and I wanted to Wikipedia some stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie called Hurricane Heist that just came out. On March 9th. You know about this?
Yep. Yeah, I do. I'm seeing this commercial. It's amazing.
Yeah, the commercial is so good, right?
It really is. It's like, whoa, what's happening?
It's a hurricane heist. We got to get my brother. And the girl says something about, like, I'm just here hanging out with all this money. And the whole thing is amazing. And it's like, sorry, so who's, are they protecting things? Is the hurricane like, oops, it got in the way? Or is it like, yeah, this is the plan? I don't know. The concept of like you're seeing a bunch of like semi trucks driving away from like the sandstorm from Mad Max Fury Road, but they're just trying to pretend it's a normal hurricane. They look like this.
While also trying to heist, I think it's the Federal Reserve, if I'm not mistaken.
Here, the thing that's bank. I did Wikipedia it, and it says that the plot is a team of tech hackers embarge on a $600 million robbery. And yeah, tech hackers is already pretty funny. What is that exactly?
I didn't know there was another type of hacker besides the green ones from Cyberchase. And even that's borderline tech.
A tech hacker. Right. So a disastrous category 5 hurricane is set to strike. The remaining people left in the deserted beach town are meteorologist, treasury agent, and the meteorologist's ex-marine brother. It seems like...
Yeah, don't tell me too much about this film, though, because I do want to see it using my movie bias.
That's just the plot of the film. I did learn that there's that principal photography on the film began on August 29th, 2016 in Bulgaria.
Oh!
Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you know, it's near the ocean and the beach town.
It looks so much like Florida Louisiana.
It's very much like, you know, a beach town environment. It'll feel very American, Southern. It really captures all that charm.
Mm-hmm. As of March 19th, 2018, so it had been in theaters for 10 days, Hurricane Heist has grossed $5.5 million in the United States and Canada.
Wow.
Does that sound good?
No.
Well, it did have a production budget of $45 million.
Oh, boy. I'm so glad I'm not going to be giving it money, I don't think.
Yes, you are. That's not how MoviePass works, but you should still watch it.
I'm going to go see it. It doesn't cost me anything, so at least someone else is paying for the damn thing.
The critics have said that critics often lament that worthy films released early in the year are too often forgotten during the awards season. So let's be very clear up front. For your best of the worst of 2018 consideration in all categories, Hurricane Heist.
That's a good sign.
Andrew Barker for Variety said... All three of our heroes take time out in the middle of a survival situation to discuss their undying love of football and the Second Amendment, but they also believe in climate change. If our divided country can't come together over a movie this terrible, what hope do we really have? So for your inspirational movie, Hurricane Heist, you should check it out. I meant to tell you about this a long time ago, not on the pod, but it is relevant.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm happy I learned about that. I'm definitely going to go see that, hopefully maybe this weekend.
Wow. Have you seen Love, Simon? You should see that.
I'm going to see maybe that too. I can theoretically see as many as I want and not feel bad.
Well, you can see one in a day. But
yeah, but like I see a bunch. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I can see a bunch.
Awesome. Love, Simon warmed my soul. It was lovely.
Cool. Like I'm looking forward to have my soul warmed.
Yeah, you should. It's a wonderful time. I'm going to go watch Hibachi the Dog's Tale or whatever.
Yay!
And have my soul horrified.
A talking cat! Anyway, that's been our podcast today.
One fucking day at a time.
That's been our podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in if you have. This has been Every 6 Sec, a sex and relationship podcast.
That's what we are.
That's us.
And this is the 6th episode, so it's the sexiest one.
Yeah.
Your friend, Rhodes' friend, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. This is the end of the podcast. Please.
Goodbye.
Please leave.
Get out.